Well, for the second time today, we welcome you to a basketball facility, and to this one, the second part of our two-game doubleheader today, brings us back to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center, as the Grizzlies are home tonight in Region 16 play against the State Fair Roadrunners. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Guy to my immediate right is Curtis Blue. Far right, you got Drew Joyce taking care of the video, available on all our platforms if you want to see the stream of the game. And, of course, Nate Hutchison in the studio. The Grizzlies are coming off one of their probably worst games of the season, especially since mid-December. And the Grizzlies lost in their last outing, 56-41 in Mineral Area. And State Fair took a clubbing on Wednesday night. They lost to Moberly 68-44. But it's not really about results tonight. Of course, it is about results. You want to win the ball game, but before you can win a ball game, you got to start playing better. And Curtis, 27 turnovers, 26 actually, I think was the official number from the other night, is one thing that has got to get cleaned up, because we just can't be playing at a disadvantage giving the other team that many more chances to score than what we have.
Yeah, and it kind of seems silly to say, because it would be obvious, but you cannot turn the ball over that many times and expect to win a game. Somehow the Grizzlies were able to stay fairly close for at least that first half, and then the Cardinals pulled away in that second half. I'm not sure how we were able to do that with 15 turnovers in the first half, but we were. If we can limit that, though, we should be able to stay with State Fair tonight, if not win the game.
And in that last ball game, along with 27 turnovers, that really limits your opportunities. The Grizzlies scored 14 points in the second half on Wednesday night. Mineral Area plays really good defense, but they're not that good. 14 points.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna cut it.
It's very unheard of for any team to only score 14 points in a half of a college basketball game. Kind of even difficult to do that in a half of a high school basketball game. So hopefully that's just one of those rare occurrences, and we bounce back from it tonight.
Let's hope so. Grizzlies, it's homecoming, by the way. Grizzlies, this game is brought to you by Don's Auto Service. They're the sponsor for this game tonight. We'll have a good crowd, and we'll have the coronation for the homecoming queen for this year at halftime. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll have the starting lineups for this game between the Grizzlies and the State Fair Roadrunners coming up on Hot Country KDY. All right. Ready for the starting lineups. And we'll pick up State Fair. First of all, they are 7-13, 1-3 in the region. And they are coached by Matt Brown, who is a good guy. He's a person that fought and has whipped cancer. And he is on the sideline and has been for a long time at State Fair. Their starting five will be Alex Gunnels. He's a 5'10 freshman from Kansas City. Elijah Edwards, a 5'10 sophomore from Beckley, West Virginia. Mosa Asagi, he is a 6'5 freshman from McKinney, Texas. Cliff Barrow is a 6'5 sophomore from Detroit. And Isaiah Jackson is a 6'7 freshman from Farragut, Arkansas. Now the starting five for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. We are 8-12 on the year, 0-4 against region teams. And the starting five for the Grizzlies will include tonight, same lineup as last game, Kyle Germany, 6'2 sophomore from Detroit. Carlos Paul III, he is a 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan, essentially Detroit. Urji Hunami is a 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. Trayon Grant Foster, a 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 freshman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay, the head coach, he's assisted by Michael Poindexter and Joe Greenwood. Things have come a long way. We used to do this introduction thing where we'd turn the lights down, and then after the introduction was over, we'd have to wait for about 5 minutes for the lights to come back on again. So things are better. The Grizzlies will be in their white with blue and red. The State Fair Roadrunners wear powder blue with navy blue trim and numbers. The officials are Jackson Taylor, Fred Manley, and Chad MacArthur. Grizzlies will jump center with Trayon Grant Foster. He'll jump against Isaiah Jackson. And this game is underway. The tip won by the Roadrunners, and here we go again. Game 21 on the schedule. State Fair basketball, Jackson in the corner. He'll lean in, turn the other way, left hand off the back iron, won't go. Rebound by the Grizzlies, Lionel Kamwimba. Over on the left point, Trayon Grant Foster. Straight man-to-man by Matt Brown, State Fair Roadrunners. At the left point, to the left corner. Cutting under, good pass in the feed, and Trayon goes up and shoots as he caught the pass. Shot it too hard, comes off. They got a wide open shot there. We just couldn't convert, Curtis.
He may have just lost where he was on the court and didn't realize he was so close.
Front court, Elijah Edwards, their leading scorer. Shoots from the side, no good, way off the mark. Picked up by the Grizzlies. 2-on-3 break. Ergy lost the basketball, gets it back across. Germany will spin to the middle, goes up and under, layup good. And it should be mentioned, this is our best crowd of the year.
Yeah. It's a good-looking crowd tonight.
2-0 score, Grizzlies on top. Elijah Edwards out to the point to Isaiah Jackson. Out front, down the left side of the key. Left-hand floater will go up and in by Elijah Edwards. I said he is one of the leading scorers. He is not. Actually, Cliff Barrow and Thomas Dew. Both are averaging 12 a game for them. Carlos Fall out front. He'll move it out to the elbow. Now Kyle Germany in the corner. Ergy Hunami drives baseline, goes up strong inside and scores, and that's what we're talking about right there. In the front court, the runners have it. Cliff Barrow over on the left side. Long three at the left point is good. Edwards knocks in his second field goal, and that makes it 5-4 State Fair. Grizzlies in the white, going right to left. Trayon Grant Foster lost it momentarily, got it back. High screen, a lot of dribbling to the left side. Ergy has it. Now he'll go down the right side on the wing. Carlos has got a three look, and it's too hard. Ball comes off on the deck, picked up by the Grizzlies. Lionel Kamwimba gets it, and a fresh shot clock. Kyle Germany will reset the offense here. Double screen up high, goes left. Down the key, back out to the point. Up fake by Carlos, crossover dribble. Spins to his right, right-hand baby hook short, and the ball comes off to the Roadrunner. No good. That ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be State Fair ball with 16:56 to go. First half. Really good. West Plains Scissors lost to Branson 74-70. Now we have a whistle away from the basketball. Ergy Hunami will get called for a hold. Well, that'll be on Elijah Edwards. This is Alex Gunnels now in the left corner. This one's going to be on Carlos Paul. So Carlos picks up his first foul. Team foul by 4. Still, State Fair basketball. They'll lob it inbounds. They get it into Cliff Barrow. And the ball slapped away from him. Good play by Lionel Kamwimba. Feed it up ahead. Hunami all the way. Right hand scoop play up is good. Not only forced a turnover, but got points off of it. And now a foul at the other end. A step through by Mosa Asagi. And he'll be clipped and blocked, and a foul will be called.
And I think that's going to be on Carlos, I think.
Well, take your pick. Both of them were there, and both could have got him. And now they're going to ask for the official's help. That'll be on Carlos. 30-second timeout while they figure all this out. 16:31 to go, first half. Grizzlies up by 1, 6-5 against State Fair, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. back to play. Carlos Paul actually now has two fouls, so he has to go to the bench. And in for him, Javian Downey is back in the lineup, and that's great, great news for the Grizzlies. Some depth at that guard spot. High screen, rubbing off, right elbow, pull-up, jump shot, back iron, tipped out long. Hunami gets it, and a blocking foul will be called at midcourt against the Roadrunners. That'll be on Alex Gunnels. He wasn't going to get to the loose ball, but he tried to get a charge, but all he got was a bruise and a foul.
I don't think I'd want to be run over by Ergy.
I told Ergy one day, I said, you know what you would look like in football gear? You would be scary.
You'd be a good running back or a linebacker, I'd say.
Baseline. Foster goes in, gets a shot blocked, out of bounds. Turnover. Grizzlies, first of the night. Inbound, stolen. Oh, almost stolen. Germany nearly came away with it on the inbound pass. Now, here comes State Fair, and they'll cross the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. Alex Gunnels. He played some last year in the starting lineup this season. On the left sideline now. Right in front of the Grizzly bench with it is Elijah Edwards. Gets the screen right, goes right, cut off, double team. Now to the elbow, down the key, all the way. Layup is no good. Rebound, Trayon Grant Foster for the Grizzly. Kyle Germany on the wing. Foster down the key. Dashes across. Two-handed dunk by Lionel Kimwimba. And that's the way to play the game by TGF. He's penetrated, and we got a dunk out of it. So a rebound at one end, an assist at the other, and a dunk for Lionel Kimwimba. 8-5 game. On the right wing, Trayon looks like he's kind of pumped up tonight. Over on the left side, crossover on the baseline, double team, ball slapped away after the ball is down. He picked up, though, by the runners. They'll shoot a three from the corner, no good. And the rebound will be pulled down by Mosa Asagi. He gets a return pass, lays it up and good inside, and he has his first basket of the game. 8-7 is the score. Grizzlies by one with the ball. On homecoming, crossover dribble. Javian beats his man, drives, and a foul will be called out front. That's one thing that we really miss without having Javian in the lineup is his quickness. And he can shoot the ball from the perimeter, but he has a quick first step. He can really get to the basket.
Yeah, he just had a little hesitation move and then blew right past his defender.
The inbound play, Javian Downey will throw it inbound. Inbound in the corner, catch and shoot for Germany. Three ball rims out, and the ball is taken down. And now, Trayon Grant Foster, good hustle to go back and get a hand on the pass, tipped out of bounds. And the Roadrunners have it with 14:34 to go in the first half. 8-7, Grizzlies by one. In the front court with it, Kendon Peebles in the ball game now for the Grizzlies. Be good, backdoor cut, layup is good. Trayon got caught with his head turned there. And it's a 9-8 ball game. Grizzlies down by one now. Javian Downey crossed over, lost the basketball. Stole it, now back in front court. Kyle Germany steals it back. Up ahead on the left side on the baseline. TGF out to the point. Downey gets it to Kyle Germany. One thing that kind of hurts us, we don't really have a point guard. At the point, here's Kendon with a three. No good. Ball comes off the lip of the rim to Cliff Barrow, and back will come State Fair. Top of the circle, rubs off the screen, pulls up, and shoots a two, and it's good. Barrow averaging 12 points a game, makes his first basket. It's 11-8 Roadrunners.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it was a three because he shoots 40% from three.
And now a hand check foul on the next possession for the Grizzlies. The foul will go against Ben Miller just in the ballgame. For State Fair, 6'1 freshman from Kansas City.
Team fouls are even at three apiece.
A whole lot of people wearing Chiefs gear tonight.
I wonder why that is, Harlan.
It's a mystery. Kyle Germany on the inbound. Fadeaway from 12. No good. And the ball rebounded by Barrow, and back will come Miller for State Fair. Over on the left sideline, Kamari Vinson in the lineup now for the Grizzlies, along with Riley Whitaker. On the right side, on the left wing, Barrow with an up fake. Ball goes inside, and a late whistle and a foul. Do we have anything but late whistles anymore? Gee whiz. Foul call on the play, and that'll be the first foul on Kendon Peebles. On the inbound, Roadrunners will play it in. I saw a Roadrunner the other day, just outside of town in a field. Actually ran across the road, and I thought, is that a Roadrunner? How fitting. Crossover dribble, Miller penetrates, inside out pass on the wing. A catch and shoot for a three is good. You can't let him stand there and shoot the ball.
Especially when he's 40%, because that was Barrow.
Barrow's got five. And Kamari Vinson may be a little shaken up. And he is a little shaken up as he walks off the floor under his own power. Urji Hanami comes back in the ballgame. ...14-8. State Fair with the early advantage. A lot of dribbling by Downey. Gets it over to Germany on the baseline. And hook pass back out to the point. Javian, left wing, left corner. Good ball movement. And now we'll reset with 8 seconds on the shot clock. High screen to the left. Javian goes that way. Kicks it to the corner. Hanami shoots the three, and it's in and out. Bad break there. Rebounded by Barrow. And State Fair will come away with it. We seem to be in one of those shooting droughts right now, falling behind by six. Over on the right side, Miller, free throw line, back to the point. Barrow shoots another long three, and that's good. I think we have determined that he can shoot the basketball, 17-8. Top of the circle, down. He will give it over to Riley Whitaker. Kyle Germany moves out. At the right point with it. Keeps the dribble. Now left side to Kendon Peebles. Whitaker with a catch and shoot for a three off in front of the rim. Rebound comes off. Put back is up and good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. Kyle Germany on the follow. Gets the Grizzlies back on the board here. 17-10. Plus a foul is called against State Fair. And that'll be the first foul on Elijah Edwards. Kendon Peebles will go out. Trayon Grant Foster comes in. Lionel Kumwemba back in the lineup too, with Urji Hanami, JV and Downey, PGF, and the shooter, Kyle Germany. Free throw good. At the end of the game, we'll name our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And Kyle Germany has been it multiple times this season. 17-11, State Fair on offense. They'll bounce the ball inside. Now they'll circle it back outside with Stephen Samuels. Long three at the left point, no good. Let it go out of bounds. It does, and it'll be Grizzly basketball.
Samuels is their other good three-point shooter at 39%, so just right behind Barrow.
Javian up the right sideline. Grizzlies down six. Run your stuff and make them play defense. TGF pull up. It's an air ball. Actually, it hit the backboard on the opposite side, and that's it. And back comes State Fair. Barrow out front. Gets a high screen and a foul on Urji Hanami out front. So that'll be the fifth team foul on the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany is out. Kamari Vinson back in. Allie, oh, long pass across. Layup is good. Somebody got lost on defense there. And Feli Nitilayi with his first basket of the ball game. Feli Nitilayi. He is a 6'1 freshman from Kansas City. 19-11. Grizzlies down 8. And now a reach-in foul, cheap foul call that time. On the reach-in by Isaiah Thomas, not to be confused with the Detroit Piston great. This Isaiah Thomas is from Pageland, South Carolina. Timeout on the floor, media timeout with a score. Grizzlies trailing 19-11, back in a minute on KDY. State Fair is 7-13. They're 1-3 in region competition. The Grizzlies 8-12, 0-4. 19-11, 9:57 to go in the first half. JV and Downey for the Grizzlies. Inbounds the ball from underneath. Gets it in to Ergy. He'll dribble it out and get it across to JV and Downey. Screens both ways. Goes to the right. Back it goes to TGF down the lane. Goes all the way in. Right hand scoop. No good. But he got fouled on the play and he'll shoot two. And that will be on Feli Nijilayi. Pretty typical Kansas City name.
I have him as being from Ottawa, Ontario.
Am I looking at the wrong line? Yeah, I am. He is from Ottawa, Ontario.
I think you're looking at Ben Miller.
No, I'm actually, well, yeah, you're right. First free throw try for TGF, short, way short, and then they lose it out of bounds. Wow. Two guys in blue grabbed it, then they both let go of it, and out of bounds it went.
I don't mind that happening.
19-11. Germany on the inbound to Ergy in the corner. Back out front to Kamari Vincent. Germany with 13 on the shot clock. Pass in, bad pass, knocked away and stolen. Turnover number three. Front court, Vincent rebounded though by big Lionel Kamwimba. Long up the floor and too far and a turnover.
Kamari skied to affect high before.
He can get off the deck for sure. 19-11, full court pressure now by the Grizzlies. Make him handle the ball over the timeline, midcourt, and now in the front court. Benton Miller, left side, left corner. And the Grizzlies are in a zone. Miller out front. Tuck and jive move back out to the point. Circling around the left side of the key and stepping out of bounds and a turnover on Steven Samuels from State Fair. Three boo-boos on State Fair, four against the Grizzlies, and now Grizzly basketball, 19-11. Down by eight. To the right corner, pass down on the block. Backing down, TGF. Up. Goes up, lost it all the way up, right hand turn shot up and good in the middle of the lane. TGF with his first basket. 19-13. MSU West Plains will go back to a man trying to get situated correctly in this defense. They're still, I think, in a zone. At the free throw line. Pull-up shot from 12. No good. Rebounded by Kamari Vincent, and he got off the deck right there really well. Up the left side, TGF. No-look pass into the middle. Saved by Lionel. Good bounce pass back to Hanami. And now Trayon has it. Goes left. Gets tied up. Jump ball. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. Too much dribbling. Got to give it up. If there's nothing there, give it to someone else. Lionel Kamwimba goes out. Kamari Vincent goes out. Kendon Peebles and Darian Combs both come in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Darian, a six-foot freshman from Poplar Bluff. Here's the inbound. Grizzlies down six. A catch down the low block. Turn to the middle. Right-hand baby hook by Trayon. He missed everything but the backboard. And now back come the Roadrunners. Ben Miller. Out front. Now to the point. Shot clock at 10. On the right side, Cliff Barrow. Stay on him. Good job by Trayon. And now he'll give it up to Miller. Turns, right elbow, fadeaway jumper. No good. Good defense by the Grizzlies that time. And we'll bring it up with Kyle Germany. Unami drives, kicks it far left corner. Three is open and in and out. Rebound by the Roadrunners, Isaiah Jackson. Top of the circle. Pull up for a three. That barely drew iron, if it did at all. And the Grizzlies come away with it. Darian Combs was ahead of the field. Now Germany all the way to the hole. Puts up the floater. No good. And the ball comes off to the Roadrunners. Now they'll throw it down the court. Jackson with the catch. Blocked from behind. Layup is up and good. Barrow with a follow. And now he has 10 points. Statistically, probably, the two worst shooting three-point teams in Region 16, these two. Now a little bump out front will be called a foul. Steven Samuels will pick up the personal foul. So, let's see. Team foul 7, so we're shooting the bonus. Kyle Germany. Normally a very good free throw shooter. He'll have the 1-1 here. We'll get Kamari Vincent in the game right now. And he'll come in for Urji Hanami. And Jaden Downey, Javian Downey, probably coming in for the shooter here. That was the first foul on Samuels. 1-1. First one is good. ...21-14. State Fair on top by 7. The 6'2 sophomore for the Grizzlies puts it up again. No good. In and out. Rebounded by Barrow. Barrow for State Fair. 21-14. On the left side, fake the pass to the point. Now they get it there to the right wing. High screen right. Battling over that. Now at the point, travel violation. When you play good defense, you can force sometimes what they call unforced turnovers, but that was the case. We just played good defense for about 20 seconds, and lo and behold, they give the ball back. Javian Downey in the front court. Get a basket here. Kamari Vincent. Bounce pass, low block. Here's Grant Foster. Turns to the middle. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. They're guarding him with Mosa Asagi. And Asagi is 6'5". He's just a... Trayon's just a tad taller. Free throw time for Trayon, and it's good, and now they're going to call it off. They threw him the basketball. They didn't blow the whistle to stop the free throw. They blew the horn at midcourt.
During the free throw.
They may count that, actually.
Well, what is there to question is what I'm wondering.
Who the foul was on? Okay, so they're going to count the free throw. Asagi with his first foul. TGF now with 3 points, with one more to come. 21-15. Nice crowd here for a Saturday night homecoming game. Next one, no good. Ben Miller over the half court line. State Fair will set their offense. Barrow will pop out, and Kendon Peebles is going to keep a close eye on him. Grizzlies go back to a straight man-to-man. Screen left. Barrow to the left corner. Now shot left side for three. No good. Rebound is tipped over to Kamari Vincent. Grizzlies come back with TGF. He'll drive the paint, stops, slides, travel with the basketball. Pass the ball. He got hung up, nowhere to go. Lost his balance and turned it over. Number six on the Grizzlies. Cutting down the lane, Barrow goes in. Hanging. Oh, wait. Ball lost out of bounds. Touched by Kendon Peebles. And it'll stay with State Fair. On the inbound for the Roadrunners, they'll lob it out front, tipped out, and that's been an intentional foul as Kendon Peebles got the steal. He was grabbed and hammerlocked from behind. That should be two shots and the basketball along with a foul. Was it intentional? I didn't see an intentional call, did you?
No, but it should have been, or at least a
common foul. Holy cow. That is really, really bad. Really, really bad. Second foul on Miller, who just looked like a WWE move. And the free throw is good by Kendon Peebles. Kendon would have had a dunk at the other end.
Oh, yeah.
And it got grabbed around his right arm and held back.
I think for the NBA, it's called a open court foul or something like that. Don't know how that wasn't there.
Next free throw is no good. Ball long to the corner. Barrow will save it and get it back, and the Roadrunners come back with Elijah Edwards at midcourt. Now we're playing a box and one defense. Two players out front, two players on the back in the zone, and Kendon is chasing Barrow everywhere he goes. At the left elbow, getting away with a walk, turn to the middle, and a whistle, travel violation. He didn't get away with a walk. Feli Nagyalayi turns the ball over. So we're down to 4:15 to play in the half. 21-16. Lionel Kimwimba, he gives it on the low block, TGF. Fade away from 10, no good. Front court, Barrow has it. Now they'll set their offense with Alex Gunnels, who is from Kansas City. They've got a few Kansas City kids on this team. Gunnels at the right point, pass to the high post. Isaiah Jackson works his way in, goes up strong, missed it over the back, but no whistle, picked up by the Grizzlies, finally on the rebound. Javian Downey, he'll turn it on and go all the way in, puts it up, no good. Two-handed dunk attempt is missed by Kendon Peebles, rebounded by Isaiah Jackson. All the way to the hole, here's the drive, offensive foul, Lionel Kimwimba draws the charge as Nagyalayi just took it right at him and ran over him. And that'll be his second foul. Kyle Germany is back in with Urji Hanami. TGF and Kendon Peebles go out. Grizzlies in the white. State Fair in the powder blue. Is that a Carolina blue, you think?
It's a little darker, I think. But I do like it.
You may have a point. Lionel Kimwimba out high. Passes across, Kamari Vincent. Oh, man, Lionel's wide open inside now. A bad pass taken away from Urji and stolen. Here's Barrow with a pull-up on the left side for three. Good. Well, that box and one didn't click in quick enough. As Cliff Barrow now has 13 points, 24-16. Kamari Vincent. Germany with it, waits for a screen to the left, and he gets it. In the corner, pass nearly thrown away, picked up by Downey now. He shoots a three from the wing, no good, ball long to the corner, good hustle by Urji, saves it, and the Grizzlies get it back. Kamari Vincent with it. Great, great hustle that time by Urji Hanami. Now another turnover. Slapped away from Kyle Germany, number eight on the half. By the way, coming into this ball game tonight, in the last three basketball games, the Grizzlies have turned the ball over a total of 71 times. Now Barrow catch and shoot for three at the point. No good. Rebound to Kamari Vincent. Germany to the right side. Kamari has it. We have a high post with no one in the low post. Now we do. Kyle steps out of bounds. Turnover number nine. Our turnovers, for the most part, are just careless. Just flat out careless. And there was one right there. Kyle's got to know where he's at on the floor. 24-16. And on the front court, the Roadrunners will set up Steven Samuels on the right wing to the high post. Asagi back outside on the left side. Now long three and it's good from the left sideline. Elijah Edwards. That's five threes. And now three at the other end for Kenan Peebles. No good. Two-handed dunk on the follow by Trayon Grant Foster, who I'm not sure, he may have been looking down into the basket when he dunked it.
That was something you don't see every day.
27-18. Maybe that'll light a little bit of a fire here. Baseline, Barrow drives in, cut off, double team, and now forces the shot, no good. Rebound by TGF. Long up ahead, Kenan Peebles, good pass, good catch, layup, no good, but a foul on the play. And that'll go against Elijah Edwards. That'll be his second foul. So 10 team fouls now on State Fair. 24 seconds left in the first half. And Kenan Peebles will shoot. He'll have two shots. One out of two from the line in the first half. No good on the first one. And now Javian Downey out. And you got to wonder how what kind of shape Javian is in after not playing for a couple of weeks. It can go quick. Next try for Kenan Peebles. No good. 0 for 2. Seventeen seconds to go in the half. 27-18.
Shot clock is turned off, too.
8 seconds. Top of the circle. On the left, up fake, pull-up shot, no good. Rebound, Kamari, and that's the end of the first half. The Grizzlies scored 14 points in the last half against Mineral Area. And in the last 40 minutes, we have scored a total of 32 points. Halftime, 27-18. Homecoming. We've got all kinds of stuff going on down low. We'll come back here up in Section 106 in 3 minutes on KDY.